But you know, you're running from a position where, you know, collective revenue is a really important job, but it's not a super high profile position. If you do end up running for mayor, how are you going to kind of parlay your experience in government, both at an elected level and I guess as an aide level, to say that you're the best person for the job potentially?
Well, I think that you know, I will tap into some of the experience that I have. I was at the St. Louis Board of Aldermen for 18 years, so I'm pretty familiar with that particular process on how things do work in this building. I think that, yeah, you're right. One of the big things that we have always done here in the Collector of Revenues office is be involved in the customer service. And I think that my involvement in the community, both on both sides of town as well as the Central West End, has always been about inclusion and trying to get as many people under the tent as possible to come up with some kind of a decision that obviously will enhance how we live here in the city. So I do, I do have a lot of years here in the city, and I know who the players are. I think that's important. I think I am familiar with how the system works and who the players are, and I think that will only enhance my ability to get things done and to move forward.
And, you know, this is going to be an expensive campaign, and it seems like out of the candidates that are possible, some have decent amounts of money on hand, but you probably have more money on hand than a lot of them. Is that going to be something that could help the process going forward, that you already kind of have a head start to deal with something that's going to require buying a lot of TV ads, a lot of radio ads, getting an organization together? And just also the fact that you've run for citywide office several times, so it's not kind of a new thing for you. Are all those factors going to factor into your decision going forward?
Oh, I think so. I think that obviously I've been on the ballot here, a citywide ballot for four times. But, Jason, before that, I was involved in numerous citywide campaigns. I started with Tom Zisch back in 1980, and then I worked for Tom Villa and Francis Slay as president of the board. I was their administrative assistant. So my ability to raise money has always been a strong point of my political career, simply because I've been doing it for a long time. And it's something that I think I do know the members of the corporate community. They know me. And I think that has been advantageous for me in my plight to raise money and for whatever position I plan to run for.
Since there's no incumbent, I'm sure you're not the only person thinking about this. I would imagine on Twitter now, it's like it's almost kind of like a running gag that everybody in the city of St. Louis is now thinking about running for mayor.
Sure.
So it's probably going to be a crowded multi-candidate primary. How do you stand out in a potential primary where there's a lot of people and maybe first to 20 or 25% wins in many instances?
Yeah, I think my involvement over the years, being able to crisscross this city, and I'm at something 2 to 3 times a week. This is not something when I show up at a neighborhood meeting or at a ward meeting or whatever the case may be. This won't be my first time there. So I think that I am able to walk in, be recognized with some of these groups, and be the kind of candidate that I have prepared myself to be. And I think that I definitely step out in front of anybody at this stage of the game just because of my previous involvement in the community.
Just a couple more practical questions. When do you think you'll make a decision by?
Hard to say at this stage of the game. Like I said, need to take the temperature, make sure that that things are that I am very comfortable with doing this. So, you know, I hate to say at this stage of the game on any particular date, but it starts today, to be honest with you, Jason.
Absolutely.